order. Bring you the 10th true murder mystery by the Police Reporter. Murder seems to be an international pastime, so today we dramatize for you a very odd crime that happened in Prague, Czechoslovakia.
Marie Stanovic, a typist in the office of a large chemical plant, has just finished work and is getting ready to leave when one of the chemists, a deformed, middle-aged man named Joseph Kapriva, enters.
Well, Marie, going home?
Yes, Dr. Kapriva.
Do you want me to walk with you?
Why, I'm sorry, but I...
You mean there's someone else who has asked you first?
Yes. My fiancé always calls for me and takes me home.
And is that why you can't see me evenings? Does he take up all your time?
No, but he objects to my going out with other men.
Old-fashioned fellow, eh?
I don't think so.
Oh, stop lying, Marie.
Dr. Kapriva.
Marie, I've followed you every night for months, and you always go home alone. I've never seen you going anywhere with a young man. So your fiancé story won't go down.
Well, what of it?
When you first came to work here, you were very nice to me. But lately, you've been avoiding me.
You've been too attentive.
And are my attentions so distasteful?
It isn't that, Dr. Kapriva.
You've probably misunderstood them.
Maybe that's it.
I've a good position in this plant, Marie. I'm chief of the research chemists. I could give you a nice home and take good care of you.
Are you proposing to me?
Yes. I'm in love with you, Marie. I want to marry you.
But I couldn't marry you. I don't care for you.
You could learn?
Never.
Am I so repulsive?
Oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Kapriva, but you are. Oh, I've tried to avoid this, but your persistence has brought it on yourself. I never could marry you. I never could go out with you. I'd be ashamed.
Is youth and a straight body all that counts with you, Marie? Doesn't intelligence mean anything?
All the intelligence in the world could never make me forget that you're a hunchback.
Do you have to insult me to my face?
You ask for it, Dr. Kapriva. Now I hope you'll stop bothering me.
Yes, I'll stop bothering you. But you've hurt me, Marie. Hurt me deeply. And someday you'll be sorry. I'm going to make you sorry.
About a month after this meeting, Marie's health began failing. She suffered from insomnia and severe pains in her wrists and fingers. The doctors she visited could not seem to understand what was wrong with her. 3 months passed. It's late in the afternoon, and Marie is at her work, at her typewriter, taking dictation from Feodor, the office manager.
Replying to your letter regarding a sodium sulfate compound, I can only reiterate that... What's the matter, Marie? Why don't you finish the letter, What's the matter, Marie?
Oh, I can't see! I've gone blind!
What?
I suddenly failed. Oh, help me! Help me!
Don't lose your nerve, Marie. I'll send for a doctor.
No, don't leave me. Oh, I'm afraid in the dark. Oh, my eyes are wide open. I know they are, but everything is black.
Quiet, Marie, quiet.
Oh,
the trouble here?
It's Marie, Dr. Kapreva. She's gone blind.
Blind?
Yes, she says she can't see.
Run, get a doctor quickly. I'll stay with her. She's fainted. Marie!
She can't talk.
Telephone for a doctor at once.
Yes, sir.
Marie, can you hear me? Feodor has gone for a doctor. But it won't do any good. The doctor will be too late. So you thought I was repulsive, eh? Well, I'm alive and have all my faculties while you're lying there helpless. You were young, beautiful. Now look at you. Blind, paralyzed. Who'd want to marry you now? Not even poor crippled me. Ha ha! I told you I'd make you sorry for hurting me the way you did. Well, I've done it.
Oh.
Marie, do you hear me? Can't you even moan? Marie, I'm speaking to you. Me, Kapreva. Poor crippled Kapreva, whose affections you disdained a few months ago. Wouldn't you like to trade places with me now?
I've telephoned the company doctor. He'll be here in a few moments.
He's wasting his time. Marie is dead.
The medical examiner came and described Marie's death to a number of causes, signed her death certificate, and she was laid to rest. Nothing more would have happened had not the medical examiner mentioned the strange case to a specialist friend. This man, a very fine physician, became interested and decided to investigate. He called at the office one evening about closing time.
You were with Marie Stanovich when she died?
No, I wasn't, but I was here in the office with her a few minutes before.
Tell me just what happened.
Well, she was sitting at her desk over there when she suddenly stopped typing. I asked her what was the matter, and she said she had gone blind. I wanted to get a doctor, but she didn't want me to leave her alone.
But you did leave before the end?
Yes. Our research chemist heard the commotion and came into the office. By that time, she'd lost her power of speech.
And you left her with this research chemist?
Yes, but only while I went into the outer office to telephone the doctor.
And while you were gone, she died?
Yes, sir.
I see.
It's getting dark in here. I'll turn on the light.
No, please don't. I like it better in the dark. Had Marie complained of not feeling well?
Oh, yes, occasionally. She said her wrists and fingers hurt her terribly sometimes. She thought it was rheumatism. But I've never heard of anyone dying of rheumatism the way she did, have you?
No, of course not. But then Marie Stanovich didn't die of rheumatism.
Have you any idea what was wrong with her?
Yes, a very good idea. Somehow it doesn't seem quite rational. I just can't believe it possible. All those symptoms point to just one thing, and that thing...
Look, the typewriter. Marie's typewriter, look at it.
What is it?
It's glowing. Glowing with fire. I'm going out of here.
Wait a minute. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Well, what is it? What's making you do that?
Radium.
Radium?
Yes. And that's what killed Marie Stanovich. Radium poisoning.
Marie's body was exhumed, and indisputable proofs were found that this was the case. The police gave Dr. Zernoff authority to bring his investigations to a definite conclusion. Was it all an accident due to carelessness, or was it a definite plot? We next find Dr. Zernoff again questioning the office manager.
You sent for this man, Kapreva?
Yes. He'll be here shortly.
You kept your word and told no one of this investigation?
Oh, of course. No one knows of it except we two.
Thank you.
You wish to see me?
Yes. Dr. Zernoff wishes to talk to you.
I'm at your service, sir.
I understand that you're a first-class chemist, Dr. Kapreva.
I am.
He's head of our chemical research department, yes.
Would you mind drawing the blinds in this room and making it as dark as possible?
Of course.
Now, in a few seconds, our eyes will become accustomed to this darkness. Now, Dr. Capriva, I want you to look over at that typewriter. Do you see anything?
Not yet.
Then you expect to see something?
Your question led me to believe that I would.
I see. Do you see anything now?
Well, yes. The typewriter keys are glowing.
What, in your opinion, causes them to glow?
They've evidently been painted with some tincture of radium.
I see. We agree on that. You can put up the blinds now.
Yes, Doctor.
Dr. Capriva, how do you suppose that radium got on those keys?
Someone must have put it there.
And as you are the only person in this plant who has access to the radium, perhaps you can tell us how this was done.
Are you insinuating?
No, I'm simply putting it up to you. Will you answer my question?
Yes. Someone connected with my laboratory must be responsible.
It couldn't have been an accident.
Obviously not.
Well, then, since we both agree that it wasn't an accident, that leaves only one alternative. It was a deliberate act to either kill or maim Marie Stanovich. Do you agree with me?
How could anyone disagree with such reasoning?
Dr. Capriva, you were in love with the girl, isn't that true?
Yes.
But she would have nothing to do with you?
That's true, too.
Now, you're an intelligent man. So am I. What conclusions would you draw from these facts if you were in my place?
If I were you, Dr. Zernoff, I'd arrive at the same conclusion you have.
And that is, Dr. Capriva, that you murdered Marie Stanovich.
Yes. I didn't intend to, but I did. I meant to maim her, cripple her, and in that way bring her down to my level. But I went too far and I killed her. I loved her. Loved her more than anything in the world. But she refused me. She was horrified at the idea of me even presuming to expect her to care for me. I couldn't bear the idea of her belonging to anyone else, so I murdered her. Yes, I did it. I did it. Oh, why did I do it?
Do you realize what this confession means?
Yes, I know. But it doesn't matter. I'd rather be dead. But I won't hang. You'll see. You'll see. I'll never hang.
And he didn't. Dr. Joseph Capriva committed suicide in his cell long before his case ever came up for trial.
We hope that you have been thrilled and entertained by our true murder mysteries, and will listen in again to the police reporter when he comes back to you over this same station. This is a Radio Release production.